With me on the phone line for my edition of Farmer Friday, I got Corey Vandenhoevel over there near the Watcher area. Corey, thanks for being with me here on KIIC.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. We talked earlier, and that was during the season where things were getting fixed, tuned up, getting ready for the activity planting. How did planting go for the 2024 spring season for you guys?
Well, in our area, it was kind of steady by jerks, I guess, is how the saying goes. You had a few days that you went really, really hard, and then you had a few days where you got a chance to service and gather your thoughts, and then you had a few days, and then we had a three-week stretch where we didn't turn a wheel, and then we were able to get back in the field and finish up. But kind of a trying spring, I guess, for most farmers in our area, I think.
That being said, you know, the three-week period was because of the rainfall, right? Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And so were you, obviously, I would suspect that you guys were pleased with what rain you did get at that present time because of the fact that we had been in a drought for so long.
Yeah, you know, a rain was a blessing, but as you know, you can't always please farmers. They always want it when they want it, right? So we didn't want it then, but we want it now, and we don't want it now because guys are trying to make hay, and I guess we're kind of difficult to please. But at the end of the day, rain is a very, very good thing, and we need it.
You know, it wasn't that long ago when the derecho went through, and that caused all sorts of havoc with people in that area, and you certainly didn't want to go through that again, right?
No, you know, rain in moderation is always a wonderful thing, but seems like anything in excess is usually leads to something bad, and that derecho was, well, it's one that goes down in the history books, and but overall, now it seems like we're getting some heat, which is good. We're getting some rainfall periodically, which is good. And the corn crop went through a very ugly stage for a while, but now it's kind of getting through that, and things are greening up again, and hopefully we're headed down the right path.
Talk a little bit about the stage of production where that corn is at. I've seen corn that's close to shin high. I've seen corn that's shooting tassels. What's it like over your way?
Same thing. I actually talked to a farmer over by Oskaloosa area, said he's got tassels shooting. We drove up to Solon where we're doing some work today, and there was a guy out, and I'm sure he was replanting corn in a spot. It's all over the board. Talked to some seed guys, and they were giving out seed for the first time planted corn, replant corn. They were handing out beans for the first time planting beans and replant beans. So I really believe this crop is in all sorts of stages, and it'll all come out in the wash at the end. But right now it's in a lot of different stages.
I was just going to say the same thing. Eventually we'll all find out how it is when the harvest starts kicking up in the fall. Talk a little bit about how things are going chemical-wise, spray-wise. What's going on there at the Vandenhoevel?
Well, it looks like the chemicals are working very well. It's been a little difficult to spray this spring just due to Mother Nature providing a gusty wind, lots of wind this spring and through the summer. So that's been a little bit trying, but it just seems like the weeds are growing very fast, and when weeds are growing fast, it seems like they're easy to kill. So it looks like the fields are very clean right now.
That's great to hear. That's great to hear. And so tell me a little bit about how you felt your plant population was. You probably had a goal in mind of how many plants per acre you wanted to put down. Have you checked it out and seen if that was the case in terms of the emergence?
Yeah, it seemed like everything come up just exactly like we were expecting. On our farm, we plant a lot of around 34,000 seeds per acre, and that varies a little bit depending on where you're at in the field. With corn, if the soil gets poorer, we plant a few less, and on our really, really good rich soils, we plant a few more. And they all came up really even and looked pretty good that way. And then, like I say, when that three-week rain stretch came through, it really changed the heights of the corn and stuff. If the fields were tiled very well, the corn kept on growing and looks beautiful. If you had some wet spots in the field, they showed up dramatically and they turned yellow and some of the plants died off in the real, real wet areas. Probably one of the biggest things we saw this spring was the tile. If you have a lot of tile, you're well on your way to having a nice looking corn crop. And if struggled putting in tile in the last few years, it showed up this year.
Isn't that amazing how something so somewhat simple can make a world of difference in terms of the oxygen water ratio that the roots are receiving?
Yeah, I think it's what they want is 50% soil matter, 25% water, and 25% oxygen is I'm pretty sure prime for growth for a corn plant. And you know, when you get rain every 3 days, that oxygen becomes pretty valuable, and tile helps provide that.
Yeah, that's a good point. What about on the soybean side? Did you guys do okay that way?
Yeah, we were able to get in quite a few of our soybeans before that long stretch, and all those beans are off to the races and looking good. And the later planted soybeans definitely were planted into some wetter conditions, and to my surprise, I guess, I thought they would look poorer than what they do. They actually look pretty good. The stand is good. I just knew when we were planting them, it was not optimal soil conditions. And as every farmer knows, when you're planting into those conditions, it just kind of makes your stomach turn because you know it's not right. And I guess the good Lord kind of took care of us and gave us a good bean crop, even though we did a few things not in prime conditions.
But kudos to you because of the fact that you know it's not right, but yet you understand the size of the window that you have to hit. I mean, you've got to strike while the iron's hot, and that's what you guys did. And roll the dice is what a lot of people would say.
Yeah, you know, it's like driving in your car 75 mile an hour down the highway. You know you're going to get pulled over. You know it's not right, but you do it anyway. And it's just an eerie feeling. But sometimes when you roll the dice, it works, and sometimes it doesn't, I guess.
All right. So as you go through here, anything else you're going to be doing from now until harvest in terms of taking a look at the crops? I'm sure watching the weed pressure and also insect infestation might be something that you might be watching out for.
Yeah. So we take a lot of nitrate tests. This year, especially with all the rainfall, there's been some nitrogen leaching. Our planned program is to use an airplane to side dress, and we've been doing that. We actually did a little bit of that Monday, and I think Tuesday finished up. So we flew on some nitrogen this time of year, and we came up with the amount of nitrogen that we flew on due to some tissue tests that we did. So that's one thing we're going to be doing. Then we're going to be looking at a lot of fungicide treatment, if it's necessary, if it's not. I know tar spot is a big thing on our minds and a lot of other minds in the area. Tar spot is a devastating, fairly new problem coming into our area, and it looks like just what it's called. It looks like a spot of tar on the leaves, and kind of started out east and has been working this way. We've seen it the last couple years, just don't think that it's really been devastating to our crop yield yet, but it's going to be happening soon, so we're going to be keeping our eye out for that. And
so the problem, if I may, the problem with that is when it's on the leaves, it's taking away the chlorophyll, so consequently when the sun shines on the leaf, it doesn't hit as much green. Is that what we're getting at here?
Yeah. And it can be devastating. I've read articles on it, especially the big farmers over in Illinois have seen upwards of 30 to 50 bushel reduction in their corn crops. So it's very, very devastating if it comes in at the wrong time. And as of right now, there's nothing that completely controls it. You can put some fungicides out there to try to help control it, but there is no control product to my knowledge yet.
Interesting stuff. I'm sure the way agriculture always changes, something will come on the market. Getting back to that airplane usage, where do they fly out of? They fill up at where?
Well, we've been doing this for several years, and they had been flying out of the Oskaloosa airport, and it got to be a little bit expensive just because of the travel from Oskaloosa. So probably 15 years ago, we just kind of took one of our farms and built a runway, I guess, to help out the aerial applicators, and it's been a blessing. And that runway or airport is about a mile south of the Thornburg High School is where it lies.
That makes all the sense in the world, and I mean, maybe other farmers can, quote-unquote, rent that landing strip. Maybe I don't know if that's part of the plan, but it makes so much sense to have something so much closer because of that travel that you talked about.
Yeah, the travel for the airplane guys is you know, they always say time is money, and if they're just flying back and forth to the airport, to that airport in Oskaloosa, there's a lot of time being spent just traveling. So we just kind of brought the airport to them, and they use it a lot. It's it gets used an awful lot, and it's pretty fun for the kids in the area. You know, the moms and dads will take them out, and they get to watch the airplanes take off from 100 feet away or whatever. And man, if you've never stood behind one of them, wow, they will about blow your shirt off your body. They've got a lot of power.
Interesting stuff. I'm talking with Corey Vandenhoevel, farmer over there near Wachier, Iowa. Of course, to our listeners, you can listen to this podcast again. Go to www.kiicradio.com, click on that audio vault in the upper tab, and then on the right side you can see this Farmer Friday podcast and other ones as well. Corey, thanks so much for being with me here on KIIC.
You bet. Appreciate what you guys do.